before you had, you used to milk a cow. What'd you keep?
My dad always had a little cow lot, a little barn out somewhere. Might not be right close to the house. We called it a cow lot. Maybe have a few hogs in a pen over there. We'd feed them what we call slop. It was the leavings from the table, and mix a little cow feed with it, a little water, and
carry it out.
Yeah, feed the hogs.
Smells like me, huh?
Yeah. I learned to milk a cow.
Did you have a place where you would put her when you milked her?
Yeah, we'd have a little pen we'd put her in and a place to feed her. We'd sit down with a little stool and get under there and milk her by hand.
You still the old hogs?
Yes. My dad bought some hogs somewhere up north one time. They'd have high 27 pigs, and I bet that hog was half as long as this kitchen here. I never seen a bigger hog in my life. I know he was 9 feet long.
Pole of China?
Don't wear the pole of China or D-Rock jersey.
Say
huh? But it was some kind of, I believe it was a New Hampshire. He got them from somewhere up north. They brought them again. That old hog, that old sow had 27 pigs. Biggest thing I'd ever seen. But it wasn't exactly what you call farmland, but we grew our own stuff. We didn't have much money to buy it from the grocery.
I don't even know how they made it.
We did, and it didn't cost as much for doctor bills for them 11 children as it did for me for any one of mine. That's right. Mother used no granny remedy.
Granny remedy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if you had the croup or the flu or what we may have had pneumonia, didn't have no doctor to diagnose it, she'd put a what they call a poultice on you, a mustard jacket poultice. Hot, put it over your chest, and it break that flame loose, you know, and you cough it up, and you get over with it after a certain period of time, and just nature'd run it out. And in the summertime, she would give us what we call a through calamar, clean us all out good.
Yeah, loosen you up.
Yeah, that's right, loosen you up.
I don't think she'd be eating something.
Do you remember any real old-time remedies they give for your blood?
Yeah, we
use
sassafras tea.
What did they make that
out of? Sassafras root. It's just like root beer. I don't know what root beer it is or not. It tastes like it to me. Of course, we drank some root beer the other day that wasn't sassafras. It said imitation throughout. It tastes just like it. And they've got plenty of them around their place. We go, you can buy it in the store, these little old roots. Cost you a lot of money for sassafras root. Now, we've got an old gentleman upstairs. He's an herb man. 86. I was up talking with him a while ago. Him and another one, 84, was about to fight. Said he's going to knock one another down if they...
Who's that?
Old man O'Hara up there, 207, and one right across the hall of you, and 201.
Is he born and raised here?
Huh?
Yeah,
no,
he is.
Old man O'Hara in New Orleans.
He was raised in Louisiana, though.
He was raised in Louisiana. Now, he can tell you some things, but he can't hear you good. He's got an old hearing aid, and you can't control the conversation. He's an old Irishman. He was a noble. His mother was a.
And she came from?
I don't know where she came from. I see a lot of in New Orleans.